The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk. Is News Talk.
Ivan filling in for Pat today and tomorrow, but normal service will be resumed on Thursday. Now, if you're going to visit your GP for a routine checkup in the coming weeks or months, don't be surprised if you're asked if you've ever had the measles vaccine or infection, and you may be offered a vaccine jab if not. To explain what's going on and the concern there is from a public health perspective about the spread of measles, it's a pleasure to welcome to the PK Show Dr. Lucy Jessop, Director of Public Health and the National Immunisation Office with the HSE. Good morning and welcome, Lucy.
Good morning.
Well, what is the prevalence of measles? What's behind this latest call to action?
Yeah, so in Ireland, thankfully, we've only had 5 cases so far reported this year. But we do know that there are large outbreaks ongoing in the UK, particularly in Birmingham, around Birmingham region. There are outbreaks in other countries in Europe, like Romania and Cyprus. And we are concerned that the level of immunity in Ireland isn't enough to stop outbreaks if we were to have a lot of cases coming into Ireland. So that's why we are now offering free MMR vaccine to those people who have missed out so that they can catch up and make sure they're immune to measles.
Okay, talk to me about measles. The thing I found concerning reading the reports about this was it's an illness I associate with children, but it actually can be a killer for adults. Just explain to me what measles is. It's a virus, its symptoms and so on.
Yeah, so measles is a virus. It's an extremely infectious virus, one of the most infectious viruses that we have. So if you're not immune to measles and you come into contact with someone with measles, you're very likely to become infected. You can become quite unwell with a high fever, a cough, a high temperature. But then it's really the complications that we're particularly worried about. So at least 1 in 5 people will be admitted to hospital. You can get lung infections from measles and also brain infections with encephalitis. And sadly, for about every 1,000 cases, 1 or 2 people will die for every 1,000 cases. So it can be fatal. And as you say, not just for babies and young children, but also for adults, particularly someone who may be immunocompromised, for example, would be more at risk from getting the measles.
So what are the symptoms?
So the symptoms, they start with a runny nose and a high temperature and a cough, and then sore eyes as well. And then some people can then deteriorate with some of those complications like the lung infections or the encephalitis, the inflammation of the brain.
And how rapidly would that develop?
So that develops over several days, usually particularly the first symptoms, and then people can maybe become unwell much more quickly if they are deteriorating with one of these complications. And like I say, about 1 in 5 people will go to hospital.
Okay, so you're trying to catch up with those who might have missed the MMR vaccine. Just tell us what the national vaccine program is. Do you get it as a baby? Do you get it in primary school? How many doses of the vaccine do you get?
Offered it at 12 months of age, first of all, via their GP, and then we offer the second dose in junior infants. So we know, unfortunately, that the uptake has been less than we would like, so less than 90% for a little while, and various reasons people may not have come forward. So that's really why we're trying to catch up now, and indeed encouraging new parents, if their baby is coming up to 12 months of age, making sure that they get that vaccine on time and they don't delay.
And MMR stands for measles, rubella and mumps,
measles,
is it?
Mumps and rubella, yes. So 3 different viruses it protects against, yeah.
Okay. And so how many people do you think, and when did they start? Because, you know, vaccines in social media, talking to Enda Brady there, have become, you know, subject to criticism and concerns and so on. Was there kind of previous in yesteryear 100% observance of getting the vaccine, and has it slipped? What's the story with the uptake?
So this is a vaccine that's been around for quite a long time in Ireland. It's been around since the 80s, but actually other countries have had it in since the 60s and 70s. So it's got a very long a safety track record in terms of the vaccine. And like I say, it's unfortunate. We did have higher uptake, but the uptake has dropped recently around sort of times of COVID, et cetera, where maybe parents have missed out on those vaccines because of COVID or because schools were closed. So that's really why we're encouraging people to come forward. But then those people who are in their late teens and 20s may also not have been vaccinated for various reasons at that time, and they are still able to come forward in this catch-up campaign.
Okay. And so, like, you know, in this world of data we live in, surely you can find out who has and hasn't. It seems a bit random if you're asking people, like, you know, the ages you spoke about, people can't, you know, physically remember whether they got the vaccine or not, say their parents have passed on or whatever. Like, are there no records of the vaccine?
There are records, so GPs may hold records, but I think what we're really trying to encourage people, rather than trying to find their records if they don't know whether they've been vaccinated, is just to book an appointment and have another vaccine. That would be the most important thing for people to do if they're not sure. Just come and book an appointment to have another vaccine.
So if it happened, Lucy, that you had got the vaccine but you couldn't recall it, it's no harm getting another vaccine, is that it?
No, it's no harm getting a third one if you really can't recall it. And that's really what we're trying to encourage people now. If they're not sure, to just book that appointment and get another vaccine now and make sure that they are protected.
Are there any side effects from the vaccine?
So all vaccines have small amounts of side effects, but they are short-lived. And so, for example, sore arms, etc. And then some people, several days after getting the vaccine, may get a small rash, a little bit like the measles rash as well.
Okay, I've got a number of texts here that I want to ask you about. There seemed to be some shout out in relation to people who were on a particular Ryanair flight recently. Can you tell us about that?
So in terms of cases, we're not sort of really discussing individual cases, but yes, indeed, if someone has been in contact with measles in for example, like an aircraft, we will try and contact those people to make sure that we are making them aware that they've been in contact with measles. And there are things that we can do. So if you've been in contact with measles and it's less than 3 days since the last contact, we can give you a vaccine and that can help protect you against measles. And we also make sure we try and locate anybody who was pregnant or immunocompromised or babies under the age of one, because there's another treatment we can give people to try and protect them from measles.
Brian asks, I was born in 1980 and have asked my parents if I've had a measles vaccination, which they unfortunately do not know. Is there any way I can check with the health authorities?
I think in that instance, I would just advise to have another vaccine. Some of those records may be held, but if someone is in their 20s or 30s, they may not still have those records available. So I would advise to come forward now, book an appointment. So there's a lot of clinics happening across the country at the moment. I think over 100 clinics are available on our website for this week. So some of them are walk-in, some of them are booked appointments, and you can find those on our website.
Another text here. What does it mean for newborns who don't have vaccines yet for measles?
Yep. So we don't offer the MMR vaccine until 12 months because mothers will pass passive immunity across the placenta to those babies, and therefore the vaccine isn't as effective. But those babies do have protection from their mothers until they're a year of age. And at that point, obviously, then we offer them the MMR to protect themselves going forward.
And if this is really infectious and someone suspects they might have measles, maybe it's not a good idea to go into a GP practice where there's, you know, 14 people in the waiting room. What do you advise people who think they may have it in terms of accessing the medical services?
Yes, so either for the GP or indeed going into hospitals, for example, A&E, very important to phone ahead so that then they can see you maybe at the beginning of clinic or the end of clinic, or they can put you in a room separate to the waiting room, exactly because it is so infectious. It's very important to phone ahead before going into a healthcare setting if you think you may have the symptoms of measles, and particularly obviously if you've been advised that you've been a contact of a case.
Okay, and this gentleman asks, re-MMR, I was born in the US, but I've lived all my life in Ireland, i.e. over the last 40 years plus. I've apparently had one jab, but apparently you need two. Please clarify.
Yep, so having one measles-containing vaccine will provide more than 90% protection against measles, but that second vaccine will give nearly 100% protection against measles, and that protection is lifelong. So if you think you've only had the one vaccine, again, you can get the vaccine for free at your GP or via some of our HSV clinics.
Okay. How quickly does the vaccine work? How quickly do you have protection?
So it works within a very short number of days, which is why actually if you've been in the contact of a case, we can give you the measles vaccine because it works actually faster than the infection and it can give protection. So it does work.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.